Danielle Helfcott's credits include over 200 productions of over 100 operas and operettas, from the Baroque to the contemporary, including several world premieres. With these credentials, when Helfcott compliments USU's production of La Finta Jardiniera under the direction of Dallas Heaton, he means it.
When I came, it was fabulously prepared by Dallas Heaton. I mean, it's really seldom you go to a place where the performers, where the singers, where the students are this well prepared. And that paves the path for a successful process.
Since opera is a marriage of both literature and music, Helfcott's assignment as guest director is to ensure that these two art forms come together smoothly. He also says La Finta Jardiniera provides an important backdrop to many of Mozart's later opera works.
Here we get the chance to see a young guy, a young composer, I think he was 17 or 18 when he wrote this, where you see the germ where all the later operas come from. You know, all his language is already there at this young age.
Helfcott says he's hopeful for the future of the arts.
We have very dark clouds ahead of us in terms of appropriation of monies for education, for music, and for all these kind of endeavors. All we can do is prove that without art, without musical education, without theater, without opera, the world would not be necessarily a brighter place.
La Finta Jardiniera opens this Thursday night, February 2nd, with a performance on the 3rd and matinee and evening show on the 4th in the Morgan Theater at USU. For ticket information, head to boxoffice.usu.edu. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Ashley Tolman.